You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to Beauty News.
Welcome.
This is the 27th of March edition. We're going to be talking about new release beauty products and updates of things that we've talked about in the past. All right, let's get into some updates.
Let's do it.
We're going to start with ColourPop.
Yes.
And we're going to talk very quickly about the ColourPop Mulan collection. So this, it launched on the 19th of March.
Yeah, because when we talked about this, we didn't have a release date.
Yes.
We did talk about the items last week, so we're not going to run through everything. But people were concerned that this was going to be delayed.
Mm.
Now, funnily enough, it did launch, but then earlier this week,
mm-hmm.
over the weekend.
Yeah, over the weekend.
There was a statement made from ColourPop about their shipping. So it is technically available, but
they're not shipping at the moment.
Yes.
And we don't know when they will start shipping again. It's going to be when it's safe for them to do so.
Yeah, so they pretty much said that you can still place orders from their website, but they can't guarantee a delivery date at this time. So if something's in stock, you can still order it, but the order will be pending until to be announced.
Yes.
And then they also said that they updated their returns policy. So if for some reason you wanted to cancel your order before it had been shipped, so in this sort of time when they've closed down, you can get a refund at any time before it's shipped.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what's happening. And I reckon that's what's going to happen with a lot of,
I think so,
online stores.
Yeah.
I think the current state, which we don't want to dwell on too much because I know that this is a nice distraction from it.
Yeah.
But it is, we're going to see not only in Australia currently or in Victoria currently, we don't have
non-essential services are closed.
Yeah. So all sort of retail shops and stuff are closed. So now it looks like online shops are probably going to be closed too.
Yeah, well, if they can't get people in to pack and ship, they can't get people in.
That's true.
Mm.
All right, the other week we talked about a new highlighter from Fenty. So this is the Matchstick, and it's in the shade Pearl.
Mm.
That's how I'm going to read it.
Pearl. Like
Pearl.
Pearl.
Yeah. So it's a Matchstick Glow. So this did launch on the 20th of March. So we did see a little sneak peeky of it, but we didn't know much details about it. It's described as a no sparkle, no shimmer. It's just a dew stick with an iridescent natural finish.
But it does have shimmer.
I know, that's a confusing thing about it.
I can see it on their skin.
Unless it's like a pearlescent pearl.
Pearl.
Distinguishing between glitter, shimmer, and like a pearlescent.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not just a balm.
No, it's not. They also say it's non-sticky, which is nice. Okay.
All right, on to new stuff. And we've seen a few spongy releases this week. The first one, Beauty Blender have released a couple of different themed sets. So the first one was for St. Patrick's Day. So they have two deals going on. One was on HSN where you can get the Luckiest Blend Essential Kit, which was $30. It had two limited edition shades of green beauty blenders. So one was Ivy, one was Mint. And then they had the Blender Cleanser in a limited edition scent and hue, so a green one. On the Beauty Blender website, you could get the Luckiest Blend set. So not the Luckiest Blend Essential set, but the Luckiest Blend set. And it was $36, or if you had to use the code, it was $25.
Oh, this had, that's a pretty big saving.
Yeah, well, $11. Yeah. But you get a limited edition emerald green beauty blender and a limited edition gold flecked solid beauty cleanser. Then they also released a spring release at Sephora. So this is a $45 pack and it's valued at $65. So it contains a trio of floral inspired beauty blenders. So these are all purple tones. And they also have the blender cleanser in there as well. So three sponges and a cleanser, $45. That's at Sephora now. So they're really jumping on the...
Buy your sponges.
Sponges for themed things.
Yes.
Yes.
Whoa.
There's another one coming up later. Do we just talk about it now?
Yeah, may fucking as well. Let's do it.
Real Techniques also released a mint-coloured sponge for St. Patrick's Day.
Let's get it out of the way.
Yeah. Oh, you're boring.
It is. It's just like... so riveting. God, I can't control my fucking excitement.
Yeah. Look, I want to say, though, this image is so photoshopped that it annoys me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the Miracle Complexion Sponge in a mint green shade. It is available at Boots UK. When I went to go look at Boots UK when this launched, I couldn't find it anywhere. So it is what it is. Yep. But if you love the sponge and want it in a mint colour, which... to be fair, I don't begrudge it because they have the basic sponge, which has always been orange.
Yeah.
And I much prefer mint.
Yeah, they did do those pink glittery ones, which were...
They had glitter ones.
Yeah, they had a couple of different shades.
They had a pink flocked one.
Yeah, yeah. But the mint
the standard
ones is pretty,
one, yeah. They've never really changed the colour, so I don't hate it too much.
Yeah. From First Aid Beauty, we have the Weightless Liquid Mineral Sunscreen. It's an SPF 30. It's available now at Ulta for $34 and coming soon to Sephora. It's ultralight formula, non-greasy finish, contains antioxidants, it's oil-free, non-comedogenic, and has a sheer tint. From Giorgio Armani, we have the new Ecstasy Mirror.
Woo!
Woo! Lip lacquers. They come in 10 shades. They're saying it's an elevated shine and colour lip lacquer in one stroke. It has a pointy applicator to help define the shape of the lips. So these are launching soon, but we don't have a definitive date just yet.
Okay, next thing is from Good Molecules. So they have released a new pineapple exfoliating powder. So this is $16, which is pretty good.
Mm.
A lot of these enzyme powder type products are generally higher end.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like Dermalogica and whatnot.
Yep, they're for sure.
Pretty expensive. So this is a powder to creamy foam cleanser. It's formulated to gently exfoliate, brighten and soothe your skin. It contains natural rice starches and silk powder. It also contains pineapple, kiwi, and papaya extracts, so that would help remove the dead layers of skin, dead skin cells and whatnot. There's 1% calamine powder to soothe and calm, and 3-0 ethyl ascorbic acid, which is an antioxidant. So there we go. It's already out. If you want to try one of those chemical exfoliating powders, which are pretty popular, this is
an affordable one to try
because I've seen a lot that are more closer to like the $100 mark.
Yeah, yeah. So, they're usually quite expensive. Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Kimchi Chic. So we have a new product.
Yeah.
It's called Puff Puff Pass.
Do you think it's launching next month?
Look.
I said coming soon.
Yeah.
We're going to start seeing all the April
releases. April Fool releases.
No, not even April Fools.
Shit. Oh, yeah.
420.
Well, 420. That's right.
Fucking hell.
Oh, you must have blanked I'm that leaving.
Out. You must have blanked. We are leaving.
I did. I always. Yeah.
We are leaving.
We are. Thank God. Thank God. I hate the 420
releases.
Thing. And not because, like, whatever. If you're a smoker, whatever. I'm not here to fucking judge you. I'm here to judge the brands that are like, let's cash in on them. It's just so tacky.
There's actually one that I wasn't going to talk about this week because we don't have heaps of information yeah. about it, but it sums up how tacky it is. Yeah. Have you seen this High Beauty from Essence?
Yeah. You're tacky. We're not talking about you.
You're cringe. Go away.
Yeah.
And this is sort of, yeah, it's a Puff Puff Pass Set and Bake Powder.
Yes.
So again, like, I feel like this is leaning into that. It's giving a nod to the 420, and it's going to be a big year for that shit because it's literally 420.
Exactly. Anyway, this comes in 8 shades. It'll be available soon. So if you want it, you can get it then.
Yes, but it is a matte finish powder.
Yeah.
So it also contains rice powder, so it's oil absorbing. So there we go. All right, Lime Crime are hinting at something. This will be out by the time you're watching this, but at this point in time, we know jack shit. If there's any updates, I'll put on the screen. But there's a new lip product coming soon. They're called Lip Pops. So they're coming the 24th of March. That's all we know.
Yeah.
That's all we know.
We have some images here from a new collection coming from MAC, potentially summer 2020. So in the image, we can see some lipsticks, eyeshadows, some strobe face illuminators and face powders, which could potentially be highlighters or bronzers.
Yeah, it looks like the highlighters are in the clear top lid and then there's probably bronzers in that closed lid.
Yeah.
And it looks like there's two varieties there. So yes. I would definitely say this looks like a bronze collection.
Mm.
They've got this dripped metal bronze packaging. So I definitely think this is their summer collection and there will be an abundance of bronzers.
Yes.
We just don't know much about them yet.
No.
So there we go. And the thing with this current climate is will these be releasing?
We don't know.
We're at such a weird stage. And I think that's reflected in the fact that this episode's pretty short.
There's really not that much being released.
There's not much to talk about because brands are just like,
Hold on. This could be bad.
Which is a good move because, you know, no one wants to promise a big release and then be like, wait, the doors are actually shut.
Yeah.
And we're not allowed to bring people. We can't actually deliver this. Our warehouses have closed down.
Yeah.
So this is all speculative right now.
It is. Yeah. And also unimportant compared to the global crisis.
That's true. But we like to create a distraction.
We do.
So that's why we're still here.
Yes. All right, Makeup Revolution have launched a second collaboration with Petra Lovely Hair.
Was this one that they did like not that long ago?
I feel like.
All right, no, I was wrong. The one they released, it was some time ago.
Yeah,
I was thinking about something else.
So there is the eyeshadow palette, which is 12 pans. This is one of those big ones that has eyeshadows on either side when you open it up.
Yeah.
Then we have the contour and highlight face palette for £10 and the lip collection for £10. It's all available on revolutionbeauty.com.
Yeah. So with the lips, there seems to be a gloss.
A matte. Maybe a satin.
Yeah, and there's one's like a nudie pink and one's sort of darker pink. That's the term. Swatches of the highlighter face palette. It looks like they've doubled up on everything.
It does.
So there's 4 shades, but they've got 2 of each.
Yeah.
It's quite confusing. I do want to give them props for the palette. I think this is a really nicely balanced colour and nude palette. There's no, like, you can see there's greens in there and there's blues and there's purples and there's oranges and yellows. But there's not like one pop that just stands out.
No.
It works with the shades around it. You have warm shades on the top with some greens and yellows and golds and oranges and reds. And then on the bottom, it's cooler. So you have cooler nudes, mauvey colors, grays, blues, purples. It actually works organically. And that's what I like to see. Too bad I can't fucking stand their formula, so I'm not going to buy it.
No.
But I think when we talk about loving nudes or loving colours or not liking a combination of how they fit together, this is a good combo in my opinion. So she's done a good job at curating it.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
They've also, well, not them, Revolution Skincare, same brand, different shit, have launched a range of eye creams and gels. So these are now available at Revolution Beauty for £8 each. There's a hydration boost. This is a watermelon eye gel. There's a toning boost.
Bakuchiol
eye cream, nourishing boost, avocado eye cream, brightening boost, ginseng eye cream, pigment boost, color correcting eye cream, cooling boost, cucumber eye cream, and there's a cooling eye rollerball as well. So six different types, and then there's a tool. So this tool, it sort of looks like it's a spoon without the spoon part.
Yeah.
It's got the handle and then like a little...
like a ball and then a ball inside it.
Yeah, and you can sort of roll the ball on, under your eye. So, yeah, adding to their skincare range.
From Nude Sticks, we have the Sun and Sea Palette. Don't get excited. It's not an actual palette. It's just a seven-piece kit of Nude Sticks.
Why do they call it a palette?
That's a good question, Kat.
Maybe someone needs to describe to them what a palette actually is.
Yes, I understand that they're referencing a palette of colours, but in the traditional sense in the makeup world, you don't quite hit the mark.
No.
No.
I would say it's fair.
This is a tin with sticks in it.
True.
So the kit contains magnetic luminous eye colours in Côte d'Azur, Sunrise Star. There's the matte eye colours in La Isla and Desert Sun. Then there's the Nudie's Matte All Over Face Bronzer colour in Beach Babe. Then there is a gel colour and cheek balm in Babe and Crave. There's a Nude Sticks tin. You also get a sharpener and it comes in a blue clear pouch as well. Why do you need a tin and a pouch? Just don't. This brand did something else recently that just triggered me where I was like, it's so unnecessary.
They released their multi-purpose lip products, which were wand,
that's right,
applicator tube.
Yep, in a tin.
In a fucking tin.
That's right.
In a fucking tin.
Like, I get that the tin is their shtick, but it's also dumb.
In my opinion. Yeah, it makes sense when you've got a couple of pencils in a tin with a little sharpener and you want to keep them all in there.
Yes, and the lids can't pop off and stuff like that. Like, I get that. I think it's really clever. But if you have something that's got a screw-on lid.
It was a tube, like a squeezy tube with the dough foot.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, let's chuck it in a tin.
But I think
if you're a big fan of them as well, what they should offer you is a really cheap tin so you can buy it and then put your products in it. They shouldn't give away tins with
tins
every
shouldn't come
product.
With every product.
Because it's just excessive landfill, which I'm not a fan of. Yeah.
Anyway, this is all available now at Nude Sticks for $75 if you do want it.
Was it last week they were talking about the weird brow products from Revlon, or was it the year before?
It was last week.
Well, Revlon have done it again with weird releases. I feel like what they've done is they've hired people, got them around a table and just said, what's the fucking weirdest shit we can come up with to stand out in this climate at the moment with all the releases because we're getting buried?
Volcanic rollerballs.
Yeah. So last week was shimmery eyeshadow. Brow pencils.
Yeah.
And this week was volcanic rollerballs. So essentially this is, they've just launched a new oil absorbing volcanic stone roller. So it is literally just a rock in an applicator that you roll around your face to absorb oil.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can wash it to reuse it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a blotting sheet, but it's like a rock in a handle. Very strange.
I'm going to say I don't think I've seen it before, so I'll give them the unique tick.
Yes.
But what the fuck?
Yeah. I want to see if this works, but look. Okay, so this is now available at Amazon or CVS for $12.99. So if you did want to play with this.
It's not expensive.
It's not expensive. I'm just curious about how well it works and what sort of I don't like about it. So there's a video here of someone demonstrating it.
Mm.
And, okay, it looks like it's a fairly large ball, but realistically the surface area that's going to be on your touches. Skin,
yeah. Yeah.
It's gonna create this thin little line,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to spend probably about 14 days
yeah.
trying to absorb that oil. And if you will it move makeup?
Yeah, well, you don't know.
I actually think it'd be better to have like a flat stone yeah. where you can kind of like press it
yeah.
to get more surface area, because the last thing you need is to get probably the surface area of the end of this brush and just be like
rolling it around your face. How annoying.
I'd just prefer to do what I do with this brush and yeah. just be like blah, 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 blah. Done.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, so I think it's an interesting concept. I agree with you. Like, it's pretty much you get also, the uniqueness tick.
The video, like,
she doesn't look like she actually absorbs it well.
You've just demonstrated a product and shown that it doesn't actually look effective. Like, it's just, I can't. The brands, sometimes the stupidity. I'm like,
again,
up here for thinking.
Yeah, I think it's one of those concepts where it's unique and I like
yeah.
where it potentially could go. I just think the execution's not the best.
But that's like trying to demonstrate a brush cleaner and showing that it doesn't clean the brush.
Yes.
Or like a concealer that's meant to cover rosacea and then they put it on and you still
sheer.
See it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, it's very strange. It's very strange.
I get it.
All right, this one's a bit controversial.
Mm, yep. So this is from Solar Look. They have revealed their new Charmed palette. So this is available for pre-order on the 28th of March at Solar Look for $39. It is a 12 pan palette and it is themed around the Charmed television show. $1 from each order will be donated to Meals on Wheels America, which is a non-profit that delivers nutritional meals to seniors in need. This has not been very well received by beauty consumers.
Well, our audience.
Yes.
So this was shared in our group, which, mind you, another shout out to the group. So oh, yeah. if you are unaware, we do have a Facebook group. We've had it for years and years and years. We've just got new mods. Thank you, new mods. You're yep, doing a great job.
They are.
And if you want to join, we always have a link in the description box. So you do have to join and get approved. Heads up, though, there are two questions.
Yeah.
They're security questions, so we know that you're not a spam account. And a lot of people forget to answer them.
If you don't answer them,
you get... I think after 24 hours, you get prompted to answer them again.
Yeah.
And if you don't, we end up rejecting you. So if you did try in the past couple of weeks to try and apply...
You
actually have to answer the questions.
Yeah.
So it's like that thing we have to tick the box. I'm not a robot.
Yes.
That's why we do it.
Yeah.
But in the group and on Instagram, people did not like this.
Mm.
I think the only people that are going to like this are Charmed fans.
Yeah, yeah.
I personally didn't watch Charmed, so I can't really give you any feedback on, do I really think Piper is a good, like, represents this green color well?
Yeah,
like, I don't know. For me, this color story is a bit dated. It's very last year. It's not really my cup of tea. And the packaging shape, when I first saw the image, which was this open palette, I was like, is this a weird cat design.
Yeah, I actually thought that too.
And then I saw the clothes thing. I'm like, oh, it's a symbol that I know nothing about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, look, I'm not really super keen on the shape of the palette, but I understand why they've done it.
Yeah.
Solar Look made a statement that they were not allowed to create a book-shaped palette because that would be a very smart idea considering the television show, because another brand actually has, I believe, possibly a patent on the rights to creating book-shaped palettes.
All right.
So I understand that potentially their hands were tied, and I do think it has sort of been detrimental to the team at Solar Look, which is a shame. I don't like the color story because I don't like blues and greens, but when I cut them out, I don't hate it.
No, see, there's not much. If I cut the blues and greens out, I don't hate it, but I also go, I've got this time and time again, I don't need it.
Yeah.
I think the problem is, like, Solar Look is a brand that they release things maybe a couple times a year.
Yeah.
And it's always, they buy the rights to use generally a TV show.
Yeah, or a movie.
Have they done movies? Yeah, they did. They did.
They've done movies.
Dirty Dancing.
Grease and Dirty Dancing.
Yeah,
and,
so they'll buy the rights to use a thing and then they will theme a palette around that property. Now, I think that's a cool idea to hit on, like, nostalgia.
Mm.
But I do think it needs to be backed up with more passion.
Yeah.
And I think that's what this lacks. This is sort of like, we were given this image that we're allowed to use. We're allowed to use these names. We're allowed to use this symbol. So let's just put together a palette. But I feel like this is like 1 + 1 = 2. Like, how do I take this property and take eyeshadow and put it together to make a thing? There's not much sort of innovation behind it. They could have even had just a square palette or a circle palette and had a really cool design on the, you know, like, what is that? It looks like a wood grain.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it does have a design, but still doesn't. Like, I just feel like they could have done a lot more.
They could have done eyeshadows, like, in the shape of that.
Yeah.
I know that symbol has a name, but I don't know what it is. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, like, I understand what you're saying, you know, maybe a little bit more innovation.
It just doesn't show much passion to me. It sort of feels like the pizza palette where they just like, okay, that was popular.
So now we're going to make a burger palette and a burrito palette and da-da-da.
It's like, yeah, well, you're taking this concept and just replicating it, but it doesn't show that there's much innovation behind the design. It just shows that you've got a concept that did work.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's enough to stay innovative. I think it was enough to get on people's radar. Mm. I don't think it's enough to stay on people's radar.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, so it's not for me. All right, Tarte. Mm. They have dropped a bunch of palettes. So we've got a few. So they've got the Busy Gal Goals Eye and Cheek Palette. This is an 11-shade eye and cheek palette with everyday wearable shades for an effortless look all day and all night. So it looks quite nude. There's 9 eyeshadows and 2 sort of cheek products. Then there is the Sugar Rush Surf Babe Eye and Cheek Palette. This is weird.
This is strange.
Yeah. So this one it's like a surfboard shape and the first layer. So you pretty much open it up. Yeah. And the first layer has 6 eyeshadows. 3 of them are pastels. 3 of them, they all look matte.
Yeah.
3 of them are sort of, no, I suppose 4 pastels because one looks yellow and then there's like 2 nudes. And then on the bottom, there's a bronzer blush highlighter. Then there's a Sugar Rush Sunbeams and Daydreams Eye Set. This is a 9-shade bold eyeshadow palette, perfect for expressing your personality, and comes with a free eyeshadow brush.
That's very bold.
Hooray. So this is more of a, this is not bold. This is, yeah, this is. This
blue,
is
blue, green, yellow.
It's
pink,
yeah.
Orange, gold, silver, nude.
It's a pastel-y kind of vibe with some more intense blues. And then the last one is a Sugar Rush Summer Playlist Eye and Cheek Palette. So it's a pocket palette with 5 creamy and pigmented shades in a range of sweet colors to mix and mash up. So that is, looks like 4 eyeshadows and 1 blush, but I guess you can use the blush as an eyeshadow. Yeah, and the outside of that looks like a little cassette tape, which is kind of cute. So they've just dumped a bunch of random palettes that were probably not impressive enough on their own to feature in a campaign on their own. But that's all available now at Tarte.
From Urban Decay, we have some stuff that they're adding to the Moondust collection. So we have the Moondust Lip Eclipse Shimmer Lipsticks. These are $22 each.
It's a pass from me.
Oh, these are...
No.
So they're a creamy formula that's packed with moisturizing cocoa butter, jojoba and avocado oils and microfine glitter and pearlescent pigment that's supposed to create an otherworldly sparkle that helps you outshine everyone else. Yeah, because they're looking at your crusty looking lips.
Look, I'm just going to say the world has bigger issues. We don't need to deal with this right now.
Nah, this is these look dumb. Who at Urban Decay thought this was a good idea?
The only thing I like about it, to be fair, is the small applicator.
Yep, that cool skinny
lipstick,
sleek-looking lipstick packaging. I like that too.
They should put different formulas into that because that's a really nice way to apply a lipstick.
Yeah, and it's a fresh look on their brand as well.
Yeah, because their lipsticks, even though they did a couple of years ago, they refreshed them all and added like a huge range. They're just boring lipsticks.
Yeah.
Like, no one really is like, Vice lipsticks are the best.
No.
They were probably like good, like five
years
ago.
There's a couple of really good ones and the rest are like either mediocre or crap.
True. So I really feel like they should look at this.
But not with a
sparkly fucking sheer thing that we've got bigger fish to fry and it's not fucking sparkly lips.
It's not this shit, that's for sure.
No. But I have to say the rest of the stuff in this collection is a lot better than...
Yeah.
The only way is up, basically. Yeah. You and me now.
I think they've hit rock bottom. Thank God, because I'm sick to death of seeing these fucking shit show releases. So next we have the Moondust Glitter Liquid Face and Body Illuminizer. It's $29. It's meant to offer a multi-dimensional, otherworldly shine that draws everyone into your orbit.
Look, the reason why this is better... Okay, by the way, the lipsticks came in four shades. There's a copper, orange, rose gold, and a purple.
Yeah.
This comes in a gold, copper, rose gold, and silver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I'm not a big liquid illuminator fan.
No.
But I do like that they sort of demonstrate that if you want to mix it with sort of their more matte foundations to create a luminosity,
you can
do that. And I like that idea because I've tried to do that quite a few times in the past. And sometimes I find that liquid illuminators clash with certain foundations.
Yeah, they do.
So if they mainly are known for more matte foundations, I like that they're adding an option to add some luminosity. But also, you've got different undertones.
Mm.
So if you are the kind of person that doesn't want to add a champagne or gold shimmer to your foundation because it doesn't match your tone, you also have a rosy shade and a silver.
Silver,
yeah, because we're
That's
all tin
look
men.
So good on everyone.
Well, it could color correct.
Yes.
Good. Good.
Then we
tone it down a bit.
Then we have the Moondust eyeshadows. These are $22 each. We've got three new shades: lithium, which is brown with iridescent 3D sparkle. Just looks like they're blue brown.
Yeah.
Shade, which I know they've already got in their range.
Yeah.
They've got Spectre, which is a soft pink with tonal sparkle and powder trip.
I think they've got this in their range too.
I think they do. Powder trip is a burnt orange metallic, which does look nice, but also...
Probably got them in their range.
I probably got a million of them already.
It's true.
And they probably already had them in their range, like Kat said.
Yes.
So it's available now at Urban Decay Cosmetics if you want any of it.
Woohoo!
I'm going to keep my money.
Yes. In this time.
Yes.
If there's any time to keep your money,
it is now.
It is now.
It is so now. And then go wash your hands.
Yes.
And the last thing we've got here is a new product from Youth to the People. So this is the... I don't know how to pronounce this.
Yerba mate.
Hang on.
That's how I pronounce it.
That's how I pronounce it too. But I don't think it's meant to be him. Yeah. Wait. We'll let these people do it for us.
How to pronounce Yerba mate.
There we go.
I was singing the part that I got wrong yerba. Was yerba.
I got that right. I have looked up the like how to pronounce it before, and I knew that one of them was pronounced not as you would. Yeah, it's not phonically.
It's not mate.
Mate.
Yerba mate.
No. So, but I couldn't remember which one.
Was
and
the
I was
wrong
like,
one, yeah.
I need to double check this. So anyway, it's the yerba mate. Resurfacing energy facial. So this is a dual action enzymatic and physical exfoliation. It also contains caffeine. Let's
yes,
eat it.
Let's do it.
So this is available now, and it retails for $54. It's vegan and cruelty free.
Mm-hmm. So what the fuck is it?
It is.
The camera turned off.
I think we'll just have to put an image over that, so or just leave it black screen. You can listen to the audio because that was classic.
I'm just reading it for a few minutes. I'm just like,
so what is it?
So what is it?
It is essentially a face scrub.
A scrub. Okay, yep, so it's not a mask.
No, not really. No.
Because they're just saying that it's a facial.
Yeah. So
which could be anything.
It's a chemical and physical exfoliant for the face. So it contains
I know. I'm like, wait.
What is it?
It's a tub of brown.
The time has come to dedicate this episode of Beauty News to a Beauty News VIP, and this week's VIP is Angie.
Thank you, Angie.
Thank you, Angie, for supporting Beauty News, and thank you to everyone who supports Beauty News in whichever way you choose to do it. Kat, what is our emoji gonna be?
The little symbol like this. Oh, is that what it is? The pinchy one?
Pinchy.
Because I was going to be like, it's a short episode.
It's a short episode. We're doing the pinchy one.
Pinchy for short episode. Yep. So some people might not have that one. I think it's a fairly new emoji.
It is. Yep. I will, if I have
but
it on my phone.
But this episode's this big.
It's this big. I've got it. I'll try to remember to put it in the description box so you can copy and paste it.
Yes, if you don't have access to it. That's
a good point.
Yes. But yeah, so hopefully everyone is staying safe.
Please wash your hands. Please practice social distancing.
If you are unwell,
don't go out. Take responsibility. We are all grown-ups. We've got to do it for each other and for ourselves.
And hopefully everyone is surviving because it's a tough time.
It is. It's a crazy time. But as long as we can be here for you guys, we will. So we'll try to bring you a weekly distraction.
If we can.
And if we can't,
we apologize.
We're sorry. But we'll keep going as long as we can.
Yes.
Stay safe, guys, and we will see you in the next one.
Bye.